Good afternoon. I'm Rein Huibrechts. Work at Radboud University in the Netherlands. Normally on speaker diarization, but I also do a little bit of work on speech recognition for spoken document retrieval. So I'm very glad that I'm here at the diarization session talking about ASR. Not very long ago, we got a question from the Dutch Veteran Institute, War Veteran Institute, if we could process about 200 interviews that they had with war veterans that were taking place at their homes with tabletop microphones and background noise and not very clear speech every now and then. And we tried to do this, and the first thing that we did was supervised adaptation of the acoustic models. And for about half of the interviews, I think we did a pretty good job. We had were their rates, well, 30-40%, so that was good enough to build a search system. But the other half was terrible. I think on average the entire word error rate on average for those 200 interviews was 63%. Well, I don't think it will surprise you, but this was probably because of the acoustical mismatch between data, between our training data and our evaluation data. Because, well, we have our decoder, we train it on broadcast news, and now we try to evaluate it on interviews with tabletop microphones and stuff. And this is an issue that's actually we're trying to solve this in diarization, where most systems train their models on the evaluation data itself unsupervisedly, and we don't use any training data. So I thought, well, if we can do this for diarization, would it be possible to do a similar thing for speech recognition? So skip all the training data and try to, train all your models on the evaluation data itself. And of course, this is quite a task, which I'm not going to solve alone. So I thought maybe I should look at acoustic models first. So is it possible to unsupervisedly train acoustic models on the evaluation data itself? And maybe we can do it the same way as we do it for our diarization system. So the goal of the research that I'd like to talk about today is to create a system that's able to automatically segment and cluster an audio recording in, little clusters that we call subword units, so that these subword units are able to perform ASR. And even this turned out to be a very difficult task, because if you have unsupervisedly train some kind of subword units that might represent phones, we need a dictionary, and so even that. So the first step now here that I'm going to be talking about today is, can we evaluate these units, these subword units, in some query, by example, spoken term detection experiment? So the diarization system, I don't want to say too much about it. I think we try to prevent normally with diarization that we train on short-term characteristics, on phone-like units, by enforcing a minimum duration constraint and making sure that we don't use deltas. Especially the minimum duration, of course, is important. These two pictures below show how my diarization system works. It's agglomerative clustering. Start with speech, non-speech detection. Create initial models randomly, basically, on randomly chosen data. And by realigning and retraining your models, you have fairly good initial models. And then we start agglomerative clustering by picking the best two, the two models that are most similar, based on a Bayesian information criterion. We merge these two models. We do retraining again. We pick the second best two models, and go on and on and on until our stopping criterion, which is also the Bayesian information criterion. To the right, you see the HMM topology, where there's a number of strings of states, and each of the strings represents one speaker, and they all contain only one single GMM. So the string is mainly, is only there to enforce the minimum duration. So obtaining these subword units unsupervisedly, we had to choose a name, so we called it Unsupervised Acoustic Subword Unit Detector of Detection, UASUD. And I listed the differences here between our diarization system and the USSUD system. In diarization, we typically have multiple speakers. In the case of this experiment, we had each time only one speaker, the veteran, the war veteran, who was speaking for about 2 hours. So we had quite some data of the one speaker. The minimum duration in diarization for our system is 2.5 seconds. The minimum duration in the USSUD system was 40 milliseconds. I guess ideally it would have been 30 milliseconds because our phone models are 30 milliseconds, but that was technically difficult. So it's 40 milliseconds. In diarization, we didn't use we don't use deltas. In USSUD we do. In diarization, the initial number of clusters varies, and that is because we use more initial clusters if the recording is longer. In USSUD, we just started with a lot of initial clusters, 207. And we didn't actually stop using the Bayesian information criterion. We just clustered until we had 57 left. And I'll come back to that later, why we did that. So that was how we automatically generate the subvert units. But we need to evaluate this in some manner. So we decided to do a spoken term detection experiment. Because we don't have a dictionary or a language model available. The examples, so what we're going to do is the user provides an example from the audio itself, and the system should be able to provide a list of terms that, of the other terms that are the same that occurred in the audio. So that's how we're going to evaluate it. Well, how did we create the system? Because until now we only have the features. We do it the same as Hazen et al. In their query by example spoken term detection using phonetic posteriogram templates paper that I think was presented here in 2007, if I'm correct. What they do is they first create a posteriogram of the entire recording. And I've tried to draw it here at the left. On the x-axis you have time. On the y-axis you have the posteriors of each time frame of all the phones that are in the system, and in our case it's the subvert units. And when you have this posteriogram, you can calculate a similarity matrix between the query and the actual recording. That's the drawing on the right, where, well, as a similarity measure, we just took the log likelihood of the in product of Q, the factors of the query, and X, the factors of the recording. And once you've done this, you can do dynamic time warping to find your, well, the terms that are very similar to your example, to the query. So we actually implemented four different systems. The first one is the USSUD system, where we automatically find our clusters. The second one is, well, the system similar to that of Hazen with phones. The third one, we just use the features directly. And the fourth one is a GMM system that was last year presented here by Yodong Sang. Hopefully I'm pronouncing that correctly. And basically it's the divisive variant of the same. You take the entire audio recording and you train up a GMM, a single GMM, and each dimension you use as a well, you use as a posterior probability. And these are the results. We did two experiments, one on broadcast news and one on this interviews with war veterans. Calculated mean average position for each system. And as you can see, the MFCC system well, performed poor on both experiments. The phone system, and well, basically all three other systems did pretty well on the broadcast news experiment. They were very similar, but if you go to the interviews, you can see that especially the phone system failed, basically. And I think that's because of the acoustic mismatch. Well, the USSUD system is a little bit better than the GMM system. It might be because of the effects of the third talk today, that if you do agglomerative clustering, you're not as well normalized for linguistic variant, which is what we try to find here. But I'm not sure if it's actually significant. So we have to test more and try to add in more data to find out. things that I would like to do next is try to generate speaker independent models, because these are models specific for each war veteran. So that's the acoustic step. Maybe automatically try to find some kind of dictionary. So try to find recurrent sequences of subwords. And also we have 2.5 minutes of annotated data for each interview that we use to adapt our phone model on. And we might be able to use this annotated data to get a little bit more information on the words that were spoken and on how to map our subword units to these words. So that's it for me. Thank you.
Thank you. Questions? Everyone wants coffee, huh? We have plenty of time. No? Okay. Let's thank our speaker again, and all the other speakers in a second.